From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. In Afghanistan, NATO is reporting that 6 service members have been killed in an insurgent attack. In Iraq, there's been an explosion in the western Iraqi city of Ramadi, killing at least 7 people. Officials say a suicide bomber drove a car packed with explosives up to the entrance of the heavily fortified compound of the provincial government. The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse says police and civilians are among the dead.
Officials say that a suicide bomber drove a car up to the entrance of what's known locally as the Ramadi Green Zone, the heavily defended compound inside which local government buildings are located. When the bomber reached the main checkpoint, he detonated his explosives, killing both policemen and civilians. Ramadi is the capital of Anbar province, which was once an insurgent stronghold. In recent weeks, Iraqi officials have made numerous arrests in the area of men they say are Al-Qaeda militants. No one has so far said they carried out today's attack, but some will certainly interpret it as a response to those arrests.
That's the BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse. Swedish police are investigating 2 explosions in central Stockholm yesterday as a case of terrorism. Police spokesman Ohu Jorensen says one person, believed to be the bomber, was killed.
A car exploded, repeatedly explosions, minor explosions. About a quarter of an hour later, we found a man about 300 meters away from the first explosion. He was seriously injured. We found out shortly afterwards that there was also we have had an explosion also there, and the man died on the spot.
The explosions erupted amid Christmas shoppers. 2 people were injured. Frigid temperatures and heavy snow are the big story in much of the upper Midwest. The National Weather Service warns of blizzard conditions spanning parts of 8 states. Some roads have been closed, including a 150-mile stretch of Interstate 94. Here's Wisconsin State Patrol spokesman Jeff Lawrence.
We've had several closures throughout the day. We have had graders on the interstate clearing it as we speak. Right now, we've declared the interstate impassable from mile marker 132 in the Toma area to the Twin Cities.
The NFL's Giants-Vikings game has been postponed till Monday because the New York team could not get into Minneapolis. A blizzard warning in effect today for Chicago and much of the northern Illinois area, all of Iowa, large sections of southern Minnesota and Wisconsin, and smaller parts of North Dakota, South Dakota, Missouri, and Michigan. Friends of Mark Madoff say the 42-year-old son of Bernard Madoff has been despondent over his father's fraud case. This weekend, he hanged himself. This is NPR News in Washington. George Washington University Hospital in Washington, D.C., says Richard Holbrooke remains in stable but critical condition today after extensive heart surgery. NPR's Carol Van Dam reports the veteran diplomat collapsed at the State Department.
Doctors worked for more than 20 hours to repair a tear in the large artery that moves blood from the heart. Medical experts say when a tear occurs in the inner wall of the aorta, it allows blood to enter the vessel wall and reduces blood flow, just as though there were a severely bleeding wound. President Obama released a statement saying he and his wife Michelle are praying for Holbrooke's recovery and called him a towering figure in American foreign policy. Holbrooke brokered the Dayton Peace Accord that ended the war in Bosnia in 1995. He is the president's special envoy to Afghanistan and Pakistan, and Mr. Obama has looked to Holbrooke for a way to end the war in Afghanistan. The president says Holbrooke is a tireless public servant who has won the admiration of the American people and people around the world. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
Terry Jones, the Florida preacher who threatened to burn the Koran on the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks but did not, is creating a stir in Great Britain. On his website, he says he's been invited to a rally in February organized by the far-right English Defense League. Opponents in a group called Hope Not Hate want the government to prevent Jones from entering the UK. At Arlington National Cemetery this weekend, some 24,000 balsam wreaths were placed on the graves of military personnel. It's the 19th consecutive year of this tradition. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.